out of class listening too. Unusual types of houses.
Well, we spent ages trying to save up to buy a house, and in the end we realised that we just wouldn't be able to afford the kind of house we wanted. So then we saw an advertisement for a houseboat. Not the kind of thing you used to see on the river in London, but really quite a big boat. It used to be a barge, and it's not actually in the water anymore, but it's quite near the river. This used to be a yard where these boats were built, in fact. The yard owner had converted a barge into a house, so we bought it. It's got three floors. We don't call them decks, no. And altogether, there are four bedrooms, a kitchen, a large living area, two bathrooms, and other spaces for storing things. We are connected to the mains electricity and water, and you can see that we even have a rather nice little garden, too.
Our house, as you can see, is completely underground. Not because we wanted it this way, but when we bought this land and decided to build a house, the local council wouldn't let us put up a proper one because it would spoil the view. Yes, I found it hard to believe, too. Anyway, we decided that we wouldn't be beaten by them, and so we had plans made for this house. Well, you can't see much of it from the outside. Down under here, the house is actually quite large. It's very warm, of course, and we get some light from the roof windows, but mainly we have electric lights. It's got three bedrooms, a kitchen, and a living room. I must admit, it did take me a while to get used to it, but now I think it's a really nice house. We go upstairs to the garden in our house.
This house, as you can probably see, actually used to be a railway tunnel. The tunnel is about 100 metres long, and at its highest point is about 5 metres high. We had to have the whole tunnel lined with concrete first, and then we started planning how to use the space. The railway line itself was closed over 30 years ago. So we have the front door here, and then lots of rooms behind it. We haven't used all the space, in fact, it's just too big. We have about the same amount of space as there would be in a three-bedroomed house, but all the rooms are rather long and thin. We have a living room with different levels, and I can tell you that when we play the stereo, it sounds absolutely fantastic. It's a very comfortable house, and I would thoroughly recommend it. Though one of the children did used to have nightmares in which trains started coming through the house.
My house is probably one of the smallest houses in Britain, though I read recently about a man in London who has made a house in the passage between two houses. My house used to be a garden summer house, the kind of place where the family would go and have their tea on Sunday afternoon. I bought the land it was on so I could have a bigger garden when I lived in that old house over there. But just recently I sold the house and got planning permission to move in here. It's round, and there's just about room in it for me and the cat. I've got one room where I sleep and cook, and there's a tiny toilet with a basin outside there. That's my bathroom. I think this house looks very nice from the outside, and I'm quite happy living in it. It's quiet, and I like a peaceful place. It's a bit difficult inviting people here, though, because it's rather a tight squeeze for two people, and it does get rather cold sometimes.